Well, yeah, you said something about he said stop it and you come up with something.
Paul.
No, before that.
Jesus said, cut it out.
First you said something about Paul, then you said Jesus.
Jesus said, cut it out, rip it out, pluck it out. When it comes to sin and false doctrine and anything. Yeah, anything that'll cause you to lose your soul, like man-made religion and fleshly false church systems. No, but we can spiritually discern. He didn't say stick a fork in your eye either, but we don't do that either because we don't destroy our temple. So all false ray, actually the Bible does say flee all appearance of evil.
So what's bothering you? I mean, I obviously, if I were just to read this sign, I don't need the card.
Well, if you don't, okay, hold on. If you don't want to take a gospel card that has the gospel and why churchianity is wrong.
I'm a United States missionary, a fire-based ministry.
Yeah, that may be your problem. You're probably indoctrinated by man-made religion.
I don't know. You don't know nothing about me.
Yeah, well,
I don't know nothing about you.
I do know something about you. You're here at a worldly, carnal, compromised, heretical festival.
You don't know why I'm here.
Why are you here?
Maybe to share the gospel with somebody.
You don't go in and share the gospel. You stand outside.
Paul came all things to all people.
Yeah, Paul did not come all things to worldly, carnal, heretic people. Paul was talking about Jew to Gentile.
He says, "I didn't come to the healed. I came to the lost."
Yeah, he came to the lost. Jesus came for the lost, and he preached the lost, and he rebuked the religious people. That's what I did today. I rebuked the religious people because they're worldly, they're carnal, they're corrupt.
I'm here to share the truth.
Well, that's your fault, because if they're in sin, if they're in sin, Paul says we're supposed to rebuke them.
I sin every day.
Why do you sin every day?
Because I'm still human. I'm not holy.
Does God call his people sinners or saints?
He says, for he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness.
You're not dying to sin if you live in it every day. You're not dying to sin if you live in it every day.
You don't want to.
You're living in sin. You haven't died to it, sir. I hope you repent of your sin, your worldliness, your carnality, and everything that besets you and takes you away. Repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Turn from your sin. Seek after Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. He is the only way to the Father, not through false religion.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
What's your religion?